Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
First, the governor of California says no singing and chanting. Now he says no worship whatsoever in much of California. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, California, Holly, has been one of the most restrictive states in the entire country. Early on with these COVID restrictions that were coming out of the governor's press conferences and his so-called executive orders, he banned all kinds of worship so that you wouldn't even be able to allow people in the parking lot. And some people litigated over that issue, and they lost, frankly, even for parking lot services. Unbelievable. But then he actually opened up a little bit, threw a few crumbs to churches and houses of worship, saying 25% or 100 people, whichever is less. So you could never go over 100 people, no matter how big your sanctuary. Then he said, well, you can't have any singing or chanting in houses of worship. And then he said, in about 30 counties, you can't have any worship, period.
Wasn't there even one area where they weren't allowed to do singing online?
That was a different state where they, there was a place, actually, a county in California.
That's what I thought. It was
California. There was a county in California that banned the singing.
Right.
And then there was also one you couldn't actually even sing online. So in other words, you couldn't have a few people travel to the church to have some music that were broadcasting online.
Right.
You'd have to do it in your home, only with people that you lived with in the home. You couldn't have somebody from outside the home come in and do singing that
right.
you would broadcast online.
But, you know, I don't see anything about singing or chanting in the protests, which have been happening with all those thousands of people.
No, in fact, the governor, Gavin Newsom, actually has encouraged all of these protests. And in some of these protests, they got very violent, like in Los Angeles, for example, burning, other kinds of looting, stealing, gathering together with lots of people, no social distancing, of course, many having no mask, and the governor encourages all that, but now said no singing and chanting in churches.
So the virus seems to know the difference.
Apparently it's smart enough to be able to know the difference that you don't get it in the protest. Although Mayor Garcetti of Los Angeles has now admitted, well, there is a spike that happened after the protest. Guess what?
Interesting.
In fact, you look across the country when the spikes occurred, and you then chart that when the protest began, it's at the same time. So you have a graph that where everything was going down, then it spiked upwards, and guess what happened? All these protests.
That's common sense.
Well, what we have in California now is a new order, and it applies to no indoor activity for bars, pubs, brew pubs, and breweries, restaurants, wineries, and tasting rooms, family entertainment centers and movie theaters, zoos and museums and card rooms. They must all close across the state for all indoor activities. But then it also has 30 counties that have even more restrictions. And these are on the so-called monitoring list. And the monitoring list includes counties in which there are positive tests for a period of 3 days, each day more positive tests than the day before. And so if you're in one of those 30 counties, which represents about, 80% or so of the entire state of California under this new order, then it says you have to completely shut down. And this applies to places of worship. So for the 30 counties on the monitoring list, the following must also cease all indoor operations: gyms and fitness centers, places of worship. Interestingly, I'll come back to this word, protest.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I got to talk about that.
Yeah, offices for non-critical infrastructure, sectors, personal care services, hair salons and barbershops, and malls. Now, when have you last seen a protest take place indoors?
That's right. The list includes protests, but only if they're indoors.
And if they're outdoors, you can protest.
Indoors.
So there is an exemption for protest.
How convenient.
So within those 30 counties on the monitoring list, you can't protest indoors. But that's only inside. Well, I don't remember seeing these protests inside buildings.
No.
Or inside a store. I don't recall seeing any protesting, rioting, and looting. Obviously, the looting was inside the stores. But the protesting was in the streets, out in public. So there is an exemption in this particular order. If you're outside, you can protest. So here's what he is doing. He's shutting down the churches again.
Absolutely.
All backwards. The houses of worship. And if you're not in one of those 30 counties, like, for example, at the time that we are talking right now, Alameda County is not one of those 30 counties.
Yeah, this order, it was effective the 13th, last week.
Yeah, so what we have is Alameda County is not one of the 30. So in that particular county, you still have worship that is 25% of building capacity or 100 people, whichever is less, no matter the size of the building. But you also have no singing and chanting. No singing and chanting. How can it be possible in any constitutional format that a government official can ban the kind of worship inside your worship, singing and chanting? Now, that also includes singing and chanting in home fellowships.
I was going to say, home. What about home churches? Were they banning any kind of gatherings from multiple households?
Yeah, so there's two different situations here. One, if you're outside of one of those 30 counties, you have the singing and chanting ban. And in that situation, that includes home fellowship. So you can't have singing or chanting in your home as part of a home Bible study or some praise and worship or any kind of home church gathering. If you're inside the 30 counties, you can't have any home Bible worship or Bible study, let alone singing and chanting, because this ban in the 30 counties, about 80 to 80+% of the entire state of California, that applies to any indoor activity. Now, you could take your group, I guess, outside and sit under a tree in the heat of the day and have perhaps a Bible study, but you couldn't have it inside your home. And all the home fellowship groups, all the home churches are also banned in California. And we're talking about not just a number, 10 people or less, but zero. So you can't bring your next door neighbors into your house for Bible study and praise and worship or church.
And when you're talking about chanting, I mean, that could include reading scripture together. You know, that's often something done in a home fellowship or in church.
Yeah.
You read scripture together.
Well, and so you have two situations. If you're in the place of the county that 20% or less where you can have a meeting, but it's a limited number, you can't sing or chant. So that means you really can't have any singing. And then what is chanting? Chanting is going to have a very broad definition, and chanting could be reading the scriptures. In fact, if you go to synagogues, they have what's called a cantor. What does the cantor do? Mm-hmm. Chants or sings the scripture, because much of the scripture has been written in poetic format. There are diacritical marks within the Hebrew text, not the original, but those that were put there later, so that you can actually sing and chant the scriptures. And that's what these cantors do.
Or some churches have prayers that you read aloud together from a prayer book.
Right. And, you know, the fact about chanting, why do they say no chanting? Well, because they say, well, particles are going to come out of your mouth. So if you're reading the scripture, like what you're just saying, and we just had some people at our home recently, and we were reading from the scripture, Psalm 139 and also Psalm 22. That would be banned even in those counties where you could have a home fellowship. But then the majority of counties in California, no home fellowship at all. Well, Liberty Council is representing several churches in California, in various places of California, and we are moving forward with a federal lawsuit to challenge not only the singing and chanting ban, which is just unbelievably unconstitutional, but also this other ban that says no worship at all. No gathering, which even includes home fellowship, Bible study groups. That's just absolutely unbelievable. Some people said, well, you can still have this at home. In some states, yes, but see what happens when you give them an inch, they take a mile. Now you can't even worship in your own home. That is outrageous. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.